Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Golden Dabs Will Heal. That was suggested by Salvatore Arena on Twitter. Today, we're going to be picking a winner for our latest giveaway, where you have to sign up to become a member of the 420 Club to be eligible at patreon.com/gettingdug. Here's a picture of Brian Hopkins and his lady in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday. They got to come to the show, and we hung out backstage at Goodnight's Comedy Club, and then we went outside and had a nice smoke session. It was all pretty cool, and he told me that he had signed up for the Patreon Club just immediately prior to having his name, like the next show after he signed up, his name was drawn out of the bowl. So I'm picking a name today. Wherever this person lives, I have to come to where they are or close to it and let them into a show along with some friends, and we'll do a meet and greet, the whole deal. Oh, this is a good one. Max Gingold, all I have to do is go to Los Angeles or Long Beach or Orange County. So this one is going to be easy to accomplish. Congratulations, Max. We'll do more of these drawings every couple weeks. Tomorrow night, Doug Loves Movies is at UCB Franklin here in Los Angeles, and I'm also going to be doing the podcast this Saturday at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona at 420. All of my deets and dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are in the basement on, what's today?
Tuesday,
October 23? Yes. Wait, it's Monday, you guys.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it.
I'm in a time warp. Sir.
This is what happens when you get stoners together.
I live in a tesseract.
Ask them what day it is. We are here with two old beasts, Jacob Seroff and Guy Obelum.
Woo!
And I think...
That's nice.
Ungayo, this is your eighth appearance.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've
you
never
finally
been
got
to
an eighth. God damn it. Racing for the joke.
Wherever you find seven stoners, there's usually an eighth.
Oh, I like it. But not dwarves.
No.
There's just a lady.
Got you.
That runs.
I don't know.
Runs the show. Is. You guys are hitting it already. We're not even going to wait for and 20 guys, minutes after.
It's 420 somewhere.
Not technically.
Technically, it is. What? Anywhere within a 3-foot vicinity of me is technically.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Operate.
I get
outside
it.
Of time and space.
All right.
When it comes to marijuana.
The sativa we have on the table today is called lamb's bread.
Ooh.
And the what? You don't like it?
I just don't like sativa. Oh. It's a recurring theme.
Right, but when we're out and about smoking with people, you'll smoke whatever they give you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're like a freegan.
And then indica is called kosher kush.
Kosher kush.
Indica and kosher. This is my
day. Right up your alley.
Yeah, you might as well just take that.
All the tribe, the whole tribe of Abraham is
you
right
could
here.
Just have that. And what's this? Ngayo is like busting out a lot of his own stuff.
Yeah, I brought some chocolate hash berry from Bon Vivant Farms. This came in 13th place in the Emerald Cup last year. It's got nice, subtle chocolate aftertaste and mellow but smooth indica effects. It always makes me want to drink scotch and discuss adult things. I brought some purple candy cane from my boy at Green Shock Farms. I also picked up some, this is a little bit of, I smoke most of it, Forbidden Fruit from Dankster Cigars. It's got a nice guava, tangy variant flavor. And then I did a show up in Hopland and they paid me, it's gotten smaller. But this is mostly blueberry and blue-green in a mix. You can try to pick out. Oh, You can try to pick out which nug is mixed.
This reminds me of the one time I was backstage with at Snoop Dogg's show and all the other guests when it's time to go, because they kind of tell you it's time to go. But as you're leaving, or before you leave, a guy walks around with a bag even bigger than this and goes, take as much as you can.
Yeah, right.
So me and all the Trailer Park Boys, that's who I was in there with. All of us just like took two handfuls and filled our pockets.
I would have just snatched the bag.
Take as much as you can, yeah, because I can. You can take it all. Well, let's smoke some. Let's smoke the chocolate hash brownie.
Yeah, which one's that?
That's this one. I'm going to smoke this Jewish indica.
Smoke the Jewish indica, and then we'll have some chocolate for dessert.
Let's smoke it all. Let's smoke all of the weed. Let's see if we can get through all of it in 45 minutes.
All this weed on the table in 45 minutes? There's three of us, but one of them's Jacob.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, well, what? What was that supposed to mean?
I'm just getting fired up.
I dabbed in the second act last time.
I dabbed in the second act.
Oh, yeah, we brought the dabs on early.
Yeah, I said we do it again.
Are we going to dab? I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah,
for a while,
that's why Taylor Rizzo's here. He's the Dab Master General.
Dab Master General.
And he comes in and...
the Pope of Dab.
We try to talk the guests into doing dabs, but they say no a lot.
Well, you know, dabs, if we're on a talk show, it's kind of hard to talk after a few dabs. I just get quiet and work on my telepathy.
Well, that's why we do it at the end, you know.
I don't have a rig. I don't know how to work the rig. So for me, it's just a treat to have dabs around and if I have to do it in public.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
On live on YouTube.
I do like dabs, but it is funny when you see the guys with the blowtorch and the thing and the nectar collector. You're like, are we smoking weed or are we doing drugs? Because... it's different. It just looks like people are doing drugs a lot.
It feels a little bit more, yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's what I like about it.
Flexible in my approach. Sorry.
Yeah. That thing is so dildo-like.
It's like a it's like a weird baby elephant penis.
Why did my stupid alarm go off? We missed the window. What happened?
It's always 4:20 around me, Doug. You're fine.
Okay, good.
What time is it?
Oh, I set it for 12:19 a.m. I got to turn that off because that's going to be an annoying alarm.
That's really funny. Oh, shit. Try that, man. That's
right.
So good.
So, yeah, so it's 4:20 somewhere.
It's 4:20 right here.
Ding! And 4:20 somewhere.
Nice. No, we'll try this one. What, how do we know what's what in the what?
That's the indica, so you don't touch
that's
that.
That's the kosher kush, and then this is the last one.
Don't touch my indica.
Well, there's a whole other one.
No, I'm joking. You should touch all of it.
What's in this now?
Chocolate hashberry from Bon Vivant Farms. It's very nice. Very chocolatey. Oh, here's some. I got some Oreo cookies, too, from Zeki Farms.
Let me smell that.
Yeah, that's really good. It's got a like, cushy, heady.
I feel like I like weed as much as you. I just don't have as much as you.
Well, I'll trade you for some money.
That really does have a kind of an Oreo cookie smell to
right?
it.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
That's fucked up.
You got to be careful calling things Oreo and Girl Scout.
Dildo down.
Because you'll get a... it's not the first time. Because you'll get a cease and desist from the lawyers and stuff. The guys who are making Trapatio hot sauce. Cannabis-infused hot sauce. Trapatio.
That absolutely deserves to get a cease and desist. You can't just do Trapatio.
Or can you, what? It's not fair use? It's not a parody?
Dude, I mean...
parody?
I'm just asking.
Can you argue on your face?
Can it be a parody in that situation?
How about Tapatio?
I think that's even worse because it sounds too much like Tapatio. I get it, but I think Trapatio is hilarious. It's not like it's got lean in it.
You get the word trap in it. I want crack.
Did you want lean? Is it crack? Is it crack? You make crack at the trap house? I don't know what to make of the crap.
I think trap houses traditionally sell crack. Probably heroin, too.
I'm going to take your word for it, oh brother, oh Reverend Cyril.
You guys can catch up later.
I'll hit up Slim Jesus.
Talk about some things.
Oh, what's on your mind, Doug?
You guys watch Walking Dead?
No.
I live it. I need to watch
He
it.
Watches enough of both of us.
Just skinny and staggering around.
Just walking around.
I saw a person with a pretty good zombie walk naturally the other day.
Oh, really?
Man, if I was shooting a zombie film, I would cast them.
Yeah, you see that shit. For me, Walking Dead, when that started, I'm an HD snob, and I was an early HD snob, and at that time, AMC was not HD on DirecTV, so I just skipped anything that was starting. I missed Mad Men, and I missed Walking Dead, because I was I'm not a big binge guy, so I never went
right. But if you ever did become a binge guy, that'd be interesting to watch all of it from that perspective,
because
there's a lot of it, and it's you know, they really they do a good job of killing off characters. Last night they had the 100th anniversary 100 episodes.
Isn't that around 100
years? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100th episode.
I think they'd have solved it.
They did it at the Greek Theater. They showed it outside to a crowd of like 6,000 people.
Wow.
And I got to go, and it was super fun, but there was a lot of...
Were you backstage?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of reminiscing about, the past on the show, and then they brought people back that had died on the show.
Ah.
And so that was kind of cool. But the only reason I brought it up, I'm not trying to event drop. The reason I brought it up is because there's a guy on the show. You guys watched The Wire, right?
Yes.
Never saw it.
What?
Oh my God. I just didn't do The Wire.
Get out. You're 0 for 2 right now. Come on.
Can't even
but
talk
I saw
to you.
Every I episode of The New V on ABC. Any questions about that? I got you.
What's The V stand for?
I think vagina. They never said. Oh. I just assumed.
You just assumed. The new... Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's a dude from The Wire who's now on Walking Dead, and he's a priest on Walking Dead. He's Father Gabriel. And... it was just very exciting last night because the reason I met him is because someone said, oh, yeah, go talk to that guy if you want to get high right now. And he came over to me and he's like, Doug? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, someone told me you could get me high. And I was like, I sure can. And I whipped out one of my peacemakers and we just smoked right there at the party at the Greek
Theater. So you're
not
going to name him?
Did he What's go, that? His name's Seth Gilliam.
Oh, Seth Gilliam.
Yeah, but I said the name of the character he plays on this show.
That's true.
Close enough.
I met a guy from The Wire once at a restaurant at the Black Cat in Silver Lake. And I was just there having a Bloody Mary, brunch Bloody Mary. And I met this dude, and I recognized him from the film Red Tails, of which I'm a fan, and maybe three other people.
You know, I feel
me
like,
and Oprah and like
I feel
two other
like
guys.
I'm failing my black studies.
It is a black guy. We've determined that.
I love Red Tails. He's a black dude. And I went up to him, and I said, hey, man. And I knew he was on The Wire, but I'd never, because I'd heard that. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Hemingway, who directed The Wire, directed Red Tails, or directed episodes of The Wire. And I said, hey, I just want you to know, I think Red Tails is underrated and brilliant, and I just really appreciate it. And he was just like, no, you don't. You're lying, it sucks. I was like, no, I mean it. And then he told me that there was a whole cut of the movie that Hemingway directed where it was dark and gritty, and that Lucas basically came in and redirected the whole, and then he got cold feet. He was going to go like hardcore. He's like, nah, this isn't my brand. And he came in, and he said that there was a, but he said there's this amazing movie sitting somewhere that Hemingway directed, and
the
one's ever going to see it.
The real director's cut.
Yeah, the real director, the extra director's cut. So that was pretty cool. That's my
Somebody
wire.
Somebody might see it someday. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
People sounds like a heist film. Might die.
We could set up a heist film. We can break into the Lucas vaults. Yeah. And get for Red Tails footage. That'll confuse them.
They only guard the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
we're jumping over infrared beams to get to the Red Tails.
Exactly.
We don't need to talk about your high histories because you guys have been on before. I'm sure it's already been discussed.
Probably.
They're not even going to play the little sound thing because I said high history.
Oh, right. Does it come in?
Usually.
I can't remember. Hot topics. Oh, that's not yet.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Pot topics.
Pot topics?
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets, hot pot bit. Topics.
Okay.
I was eating hot pockets
the high
at the
history
hot topics.
Thing's not going to happen.
I'm going to have my whole history.
There it is.
Time. the staff is high too, you guys. They're not. Well, probably contact buzz.
I don't know about that. Do you believe in contact buzz?
I don't.
I'm not sure
Some
I do
people
either.
Say it's true.
I just feel like you take it all out in the first.
I think
hit.
It's just an excuse.
It could be a vibrational
like to
buzz too. But
like you
get
fail in any way in life, that you go, oh, earlier I was around people that got me a contact buzz.
I've never experienced it, but I can't speak for people that are not smokers at all that may claim to have. But I think that they might feel it.
If the entire room is ventilated, sure. So these people don't leave here all like, oh, I'm so high. But if it were like a little bit more, a smaller, more or like in a car. Like hot boxing,
people can get.
I
hot
get
box.
That because you're because the whole air in the whole car is pretty much, has
saturated.
Smoke in it. Yeah, exactly.
Cannabis infused.
But standing in a smoke circle outside and then later going, oh, I got a high off.
Oh,
of
outside, no way.
Fuck
I
that.
Find that hard to believe.
Have you heard of? There's in cigarettes now. They have third hand smoke, where they say that it's the stuff that's just on your clothes. And when you're not actively smoking, that you carry around third hand.
There's also third hand pollution and third hand racism. Like you just carry it around. Like I mean, come on, man.
Oh, wait,
how many?
Can
how
you
many
give
levels
us an example of third hand racism?
My act. It's like second and a half.
My lips didn't even move when he said that. That was pretty impressive.
That was good. You guys, you clearly know each other. And
you guys are my earliest comedy friends. Actually.
God, yeah.
I'm not one of yours, but you're one of mine.
No, I remember that young crop of kids.
All right, so we're gonna go to our
like
first
the freshman
break
in high school.
It's time for break, you guys.
Is it time for break?
Yeah, it goes going by
fast. Yeah, we could use one.
And, yeah, I mean, there's really not much reason for a break.
We're going to stop smoking weed and talking, you guys.
Except because we have ads.
You know, well, while we play these ads, we're going to smoke weed and talk.
It's for the ads. So we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Today's show is sponsored by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is the only place you can listen to all 8 seasons of Doug Loves Movies, and it's the only place to listen to The Benson Interruption. With Stitcher Premium, you also get exclusive access to more than 60 exclusive original podcasts from stars like Jermaine Clement, Issa Rae, and Marc Maron. Plus, over 120 comedy albums from top comedians like Aziz Ansari, Louis C.K., and Amy Schumer. That's over 1,000 hours of exclusive ad-free audio content for just $4.99 per month. Start listening now with a 1-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/Doug. Use the promo code HIGH, H-I-G-H, at checkout to get your free month. That's StitcherPremium.com/Doug and use the promo code HIGH.
Hey! Hey, we're just sitting around chatting. Me and the producer will have conversations during the break, and they don't end soon enough sometimes. But
does time any really have meaning in this basement, though?
What?
Exactly.
Daniel Kellison, our fearless leader, he spent last evening in the D.C. area hanging out in bars until 3 in the morning, 3:30, I dare say, with the great Bill Murray.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was there. That's how you met him.
What was event specific? Was he there for
Yeah, it was a D.C. Honors, Kennedy Center Honors, is that what it was called? Yeah. So Mark Twain Award.
That makes sense.
Letterman got it. Bill Murray and Jimmy Kimmel showed up. Letterman's two biggest fans.
It should be presented by Val Kilmer.
That's hilarious. But Hal Holbrook.
But I brought this up not to, vicariously name drop through Daniel, but I brought it up because he told me the coolest thing. Drunk Bill Murray in the middle of the night walking around Georgetown, when people come up to him and say, can I get a picture with you? He goes, give me some money for Puerto Rico. And he takes cash, like 20,
and he
40
keeps
bucks
it.
From each person. Well, who knows?
Hey, listen.
He's drunk. I don't know what happens after that. But so he had Daniel saw him collect hundreds of dollars and just put them in his pockets.
Wow.
That's, nice. That's like a really soft mugging. Right? Give me all your money for Puerto Rico.
He's been saying that.
Oh, well, if it's for Puerto Rico.
If he's been saying Puerto Rico before the hurricane, that's a little suspect.
Yeah, that would
be doing, he was like 06
that'd
one,
be
give
weird.
Me money for Puerto Rico.
It changes month to month. You know, it was for Texas last month.
But good for him, I say. You know, people like to say celebrities shouldn't get to talk about politics, but he's not only probably, I mean, I don't, he doesn't have a Twitter, but he certainly putting his money where his mouth is, or everybody else's
that's
money.
Cool.
That's cool.
But that's a great thing. I'm trying to think, I guess I could say get me high if someone says, can I take your picture?
For Puerto Rico.
Yeah, get me high,
get
for,
me
Puerto
high
Rico.
For Puerto Rico.
Funkin' for Jamaica.
We can make Puerto Rico jokes because they can't watch this here anyway. They have no power.
Wow.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh at that. You should give all your money to Puerto Rico right now.
Unless you have a boxing match this Saturday night. If you're Puerto Rican, you can't watch it.
I get it.
They would be in the country. Fight.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of math on that joke.
You're doing a lot.
Let me ask you guys this, and then...
Who are you asking?
I'm going to do a dramatic pause after. No, okay. You two.
All right.
Marijuana knows something?
Simone.
We need to somehow get that to play quicker.
The more you drove.
Because somebody always starts speaking, because I'm waiting for that to happen, and, you know, they see an opening. You guys,
we're losing daylight.
Hey, marijuana knows something? I got a question for you. Try to figure it out. It's going to be tricky. I don't know the answer. What percentage of the ocean floor have we explored?
The ocean floor?
This ballpark
figure?
The
ocean floor. What percentage of it? Now, my feeling is it's so far down there in a lot of spots that we can't even get to it.
Yeah, that's. I'm thinking the abyss, and I'm thinking that. And I'm going to go with 28%.
I'm going to go with less than 5%.
Whoa.
That's that Oreo cookies. Get that deliciousness.
Ooh. So by less than 5, do you mean 4.9%?
So flowery. Or below. It could be as low as 3%.
Ocean floor.
Okay, well.
I'm going to go with
4.9%. I didn't ask for a range.
5%.
28 sounds really high now. Sounds really dumb. That's a really dumb.
I could be using the anal extraction method for coming up with this number. I just have, you know, I'm well-dressed, so it looks
I don't know that
what
method.
What's the anal extraction?
You just pull it out your ass, Doug.
Oh.
Reel this in.
You guys.
I was like, things go in there, not out.
Yeah. All right, so I got to guess a percentage. Well, you know.
Hermetically sealed.
You know, I'm kind of on the Ngaio tip with this one. I'm going to say.
Yeah,
I'm going to say even less than his, all the way down to maybe 3%. I'm going to say 1%.
Wow.
Wow.
1%.
That seems.
The ocean floor, all the way on the floor, like we were at the bottom.
Yeah.
The answer is.
You don't get to explore the bottom much. Oh,
I'm way high.
Oh, Ngaio, it's 5%.
Wow.
You missed it by.
I'll take it.
0.10%.
0.1. I'll take it.
0.1.
I'll take it. That's close enough to be zero.
But man, you were throwing around the number 5, and there it is.
Less than 5.
Great job.
I wonder if it's exactly 5%, or if they rounded up for the sake of brevity.
Today's the 23rd.
What would they round up from?
4.9 or below.
I see what you're saying.
Anything above 4.6.
All right.
4.57.
Okay, professor, you need to be more right.
He's so much smarter when he wears a tie.
I'm right enough.
Okay.
You need to be right enough.
We did that.
That was beautiful.
Now we got to do it again.
What was I thinking?
You give mankind a lot of credit, Jacob, which is wonderful.
Yeah. 28, though. I was thinking the ocean, not the floor. Once Doug started saying the very bottom.
It's probably less than that.
I said it out loud.
I know, but done. I mean, that's what, when you start explaining it in plain terms more, it's like, oh, right, dumb.
Is there a new one?
Yeah.
Marijuana knows something.
Yeah, we gotta make it a segment we can cut out. Hey, you guys, you marijuana know something?
Why, yes, Doug. Please tell us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is brutal. How many times does a person fart per month on average?
On average? Oh. On average.
So it must be a pretty, certain amount of times people have to fart.
For everyone who doesn't fart, there's someone who farts 100
who
times.
Who doesn't fart, though?
I'm going to say 160.
There's people that are good at walking into another room first.
160. That's a little over 5 times a day for a month.
Okay.
The average monthly farts? Yeah. Farts in a month?
Yeah.
Let's see.
How many did you say?
160.
I farted 4 times.
This is my 5%. Here. Farting's my ocean floor. I got
Plus also...
Your farts smell like they're from the ocean floor. From the
that's gonna see. That's an example of a callback. I said, let's try to get him not do callbacks to the other marijuana knows something because that won't make any sense. And
I was thinking callbacks to the stuff not having to do with the segment. I thought it was. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's tricky, man. That's a weird thing. Let's get comedians high and then tell them what not to say.
5 times 30. Yeah, you're probably pretty close.
5 times 30 would be 150.
Yeah, and you said 160.
160. So it's like 5 point something.
I feel like people probably fart a little bit more than that.
But what about somebody that has a fart that goes... Like how many farts
that's
is
one.
That?
One that's one.
Fart? That's one fart?
Yeah.
Or like when they step, you know the classic Brian Posehn bit where every step he takes, he farts?
all the way to the bathroom? Each one of those is a fart.
So that's a lot for him, but he's probably the you know.
Right. He has a lot of good fart bits.
If you breath.
He eats a lot of live animals. That's his problem.
But he had that other fart bit about he looks like a bunch of farts put on a man costume.
He has a special called The Fartist.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, he's the top purveyor of fart humor in the world, I think.
When you think farts, think Brian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's definitely the prior of farts.
Marijuana, think Ungayo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with 175 farts a month.
And Jacob's only 160.
Only 160. Sleep fucks it up.
Here's
who
the
knows
thing,
what happens.
But here's
who
the
knows?
Thing about these. The answer's often surprising. So I'm going to go nuts because also maybe there's a lot of farts we don't know about.
Yeah. A lot of old farts.
Sleep
farts.
Leakage.
SBDs.
That's I'm talking about those, but like even you don't know about it. I'm going to say 1,000 times.
Wow.
A month.
Wow.
It's 300 times a 30 that, times a day. No, but 30 times a day.
I think every time you breathe out is technically a fart.
Technically. An exhalation.
Okay. The answer is, oh, that's silly, 420.
Man. 14 farts a day?
14 a day, you guys.
So, that's
so
where 420
if you're not
comes
farting
from.
14 well, times a day, you got to keep up your...
Someone's farting extra for a few of us.
Wow. 420.
And who's the guy?
Yeah,
who's
I can't even think of a day where I farted 14 times.
Who farts 20 times a day? Who's
I mean...
the person who's got 25 farts
I
a
do
day?
Go to a baked bean festival every year.
Nice.
And...
do you get baked? Okay.
I think you're right. I think they count the bursts as multiple farts.
I think so.
Machine gun rounds. It's a thing.
Who's getting a phone thing?
Apparently me. I'm sorry.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well, it's live. Let's find out.
No, let's not.
Okay.
my apologies.
Keep it private.
Yeah, man.
You heard it buzzing, Dan? I missed that.
It's supposed to be kind of silent.
I put mine over there. Whatever. I've done the show most.
You're smart. I like to take pictures. You say you've done the show before?
Yeah.
Act like you've been here before. Maybe it's nice of you to dress up a little.
What? This is how I dress every day.
Google now this weed to find other marijuana know something segments like the ones you just saw.
All right.
If you want to, you know, hear these crazy questions and watch us try to deal with it. 5%.
5%, but 14 times a day, but with one T. I think the marijuana's kicking in.
You guys want to do some pot topics?
Pot topics. I was ready.
Pot topic.
Yes.
What's going on today?
Contact high. We're proving he's the exception.
On Puerto Rican Wi-Fi or what?
No, it's not even in another room.
You can't stop. You can't stop.
It's not in this room, the person doing that.
Oh.
He's in India.
Well, there's a bit of a lag. It's got to go through space. What is the topic today, Doug?
Oh, we got so many. It's crazy. This first one, I don't even know what to do with this. There's going to be a new movie called The Beach Bum starring Matthew McConaughey and Snoop. And the movie is going to be in weed smell-o-vision.
Right. Is it going to be like Scratch and Sniff?
It's directed by Harmony Korine.
Oh.
Korine in some circles.
You say, what'd you say?
Korine.
I thought it was Korine.
Korine?
Oh.
I don't know. But his first
He directed the Spring
His first name's Harmony.
He did do Spring and Kids.
Spring
no, he didn't direct Kids. He wrote Kids.
Spring
wrote
Breakers, Kids.
Yeah,
wrote
Spring
Kids.
Breakers.
Spring Ride.
Directed that really, really weird one.
Oh, Donkey Boy, Julian Donkey Boy?
Yes.
With Ewan Bremner?
I never saw that. Yeah.
That was fucking weird. But anyway, that director is making the movie, and he intends for audiences to experience the movie with live bongo drum rolls and puffs of marijuana smoke.
So it's in Colorado. I mean, you can show it in six states.
Live bongo drum rolls.
Well, the trouble with a lot of places is that, you know, they can't reconcile the idea of alcohol and weed. So, like, if a venue sells alcohol, you can't have weed sales or consumption.
Right.
But then what kind of venue is not going to sell alcohol? That's how venues make all their money.
That says more about America.
Yeah, says a lot. But, you know, maybe it could flip to the point where a lot of people are buying the weed at the venue.
Maybe
you don't let people
weed.
Bring it in. You sell it inside.
It's got to have a capitalist angle, huh? You can't just smoke weed.
I'm just saying.
If you're gonna
I'm just
pay
saying
rent
if you can't have alcohol. Like, I don't want to have alcohol removed from the equation for me.
Right.
You know, so, like, it would be less appealing to me to go somewhere where it's just weed, you know?
Right.
Although, I do like just weed situations.
I remember when I thought, as a kid, I thought it was one or the other. And then there was a moment when I realized, I can do both.
You can get cross-faded.
All the time, yeah.
You have to be careful with that.
It's true. It does.
That stone is. First, then drunk.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also true. Yeah, I never have problems with it until, like, I'm pretty drunk, but I feel good. Then I come home, I'm like, let me smoke some weed before I go to bed. Then all of a sudden, I'm in bed spinning. Yeah. I'm like, how did I get here? Yeah, you're right.
If you're high and then you have a few drinks,
yeah,
ride that wave. But if you're already drunk and you're like, fuck, let's hit that blunt.
So I shouldn't have got drunk on the Uber on the way over.
No, no. You just get drunk in the Uber on the way
I'm
back.
I'm going to test that one sometime. I don't know if I believe that.
Why do you really want to test that theory?
It's urban legendy. It sounds urban legendy, but it also sounds
to me,
like there might be.
I mean, I certainly... So you're saying, like, you could smoke, drink, and then smoke some more, right? You're not saying that any smoking after drinking is bad.
I'm saying
you're just saying that first
careful,
round should be one,
the first one
before
should be
the
smoking,
other.
At least.
Gotcha.
If you smoke a little more after you had...
Because I just end up doing both all night, you know, but I rarely... It's rare that I'm going to be in a situation where I drink before
you're
I smoke.
You're pretty good with the balance.
Yeah.
I try.
You know, years. Technique. You know, trial and error.
When I go out drinking, I'm not usually smoking heavily, unless I'm with Doug or you, but we don't hang out alone.
I just
so much.
Like to smoke weed.
But usually I'm out drinking, then I get home and smoke weed. And that's when I've run into trouble.
Oh, that's funny. Usually I just smoke weed and then have a beer.
I don't even carry weed with me these days. I know, like,
you don't have to.
The opposite of you. Yeah, I just kind of, I'd like to know I have it at home, and like the most I'm going to go is 2 to 3. Well, hell, you know, I'm always home, so.
You're always
I realize that I'm the only person interested in the pod talking, so I'm just sitting here reading him.
Please continue.
I'm just checking him out and learning a little bit about what's going on. no, but I've also been filing through them because, like, there's so much going on that, you know, obviously we don't have time for everything, but... this is of particular interest to Ngayo because a cannabis company in Oakland has released a pumpkin spice edible for the fall season. Yeah, they got to fucking put pumpkin in everything. And you know what? I don't mind it.
I'm not mad.
I fucking like pumpkin.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though. People are like,
I mean, the smell of it or whatever.
All year. I'm like.
I think you can, right?
Cinnamon and nutmeg are on the counter at the Starbucks, man. You can do that.
That's what it is?
You can do that every year, pretty much.
Is that all? I know there's no pumpkin in it.
It's pretty much cinnamon and nutmeg. It's the pumpkin spice, bro.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Carizian spice, which I'm waiting for that.
The spice season. Melange.
The spice melange season. When does that happen? We can all live forever.
I was sitting here thinking, we are overdue for a commercial, and then she held up the sign and says, break.
Oh.
So that was perfect. And if you guys don't think we're fucked up enough at this point...
Let me show you something.
Come back for dab time. We'll be right back.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything. Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why the fuck would you break up with me on your birthday?
It's not about my birthday, okay? I don't know. It's just like I'm turning 30 and it's... I have to start thinking about, like, what is going to be good for me, like, in the long term.
Okay, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about? Long term?
Anna...
What are we doing here?
Let's just talk about this inside, okay?
I'm not going inside.
Anna, just come inside with me, okay?
No.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going inside.
Surprise!
Yeah, surprise indeed. We are back. I like to do the plugs right away at the in this act because everybody's going to start dabbing.
Oh, boy.
So let's say this about Jacob Siroff. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter, at Jacob Siroff, S-I-R-O-F. And Siroff and Bentley performing at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles on November 11th. If you like humor about race, that's the show to see.
I think it's November 1st, though.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. It's Googleable. We're not making money off it. I don't care. But I will be also at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, December 7th.
Making money there.
Making money.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good.
you've attempted to make money there before.
We're all counting on you.
And this is funny. They really gave me a card that says Ngaio Bialim plugs and there's nothing on it.
Oh, do not despair. I will be at the New Parish in Oakland on October 29th, this Sunday, and then New Year's Eve at the Punchline in Sacramento and the Punchline in San Francisco on November 21st. And I'll be in Arcata on the 24th and Ukiah on the 25th.
Just smoking weed or doing show?
Both, as general. And then listen to my podcast, Rolling with Ngaio, on CannabisRadio.com.
Right on.
I think that's good for now. And follow me on the things, Ngaio 420.
Yes, Ngaio 420, that's a sweet, sweet handle.
Sweet, sweet handles. That's me.
Both of these guys are willing to dab, we've determined.
I love dabs.
Willing. What flavor are we dabbing, sir?
This is Prima Cookies.
May I see?
Sauce.
It looks very nice and clear.
It's pretty nice.
I hope you guys have snacks.
It is like a little
cobra. Oh, yeah, we got crafty.
More like a cobra head. Yeah, if you've seen a snake deck before.
That was the It's cobra-ish, it's dick-ish.
That's pretty good.
What's that licorice from that we always have? No, but what country?
Australia.
Yes, Australian licorice.
Todd didn't eat all of them last time he was here?
He loves them. Boom.
Boom.
Expert Boom. Dabbing.
Expert.
There's more if you want it.
Jesus.
That's a nice rig.
Exciting. Yeah, you have to go super hard. Just fill it up. It's nice and white.
Yeah, it's a simple inhale. There's no reason to be
I worry more about my lungs than my brain.
He's long. He's not bright, but he's long-winded.
Well, yeah, because he's also got the whole... Sorry, he still smokes cigarettes.
So does he.
Yeah. I'm hoping the marijuana helps marinate.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah. Pot smokers have lower incidences of the sort of things, and they have generally the same lung capacity, even after long-term use. I've looked at the studies.
Yeah, we did that.
Also,
super high.
We only study 5% of the floor of the ocean.
The lack, the lack of.
Can I see?
My lungs are pretty healthy considering.
Yeah, I can probably. I don't need the whole thing. I just need one little. One social one. I have to pretend to drive later. I don't think I'm supposed to run or talk.
I blame any problems I have with my lungs on my parents, like hotboxing the car with cigarettes on long driving trips when we were kids because they didn't fucking know any better.
That's a really clean rig.
Jeez.
Mmm. Fuck. That's smooth. Oh. Man. That's got almost a lemon, more than a cookies, more like a citrus, like a lemony feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know the extraction, if this is a BHO or if it was like pressed or... Oh. I'm not sure. This is nice, though.
It's got a nice flavor, very clean.
Mm. Yeah, next time you'd be prepared with some answers.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you get that late.
Speaking of next time, we're going to try for October 30th.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, so that'd be
next week.
Week from today.
Well done.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. We'll let you know what time.
Where are you going to be next, Doug?
I do my plugs at the beginning of the show, but thanks for asking.
I try to help.
Because tomorrow night we're doing a Doug Lowe's Movies at UCB Franklin.
You don't
and you're in town, so that could work out pretty nice.
Man.
And then this weekend I'm going to Phoenix. I'm doing a stand-up live in Phoenix, Douglas Movies, at 4:20.
Nice.
Which is actually 4:30, so you guys can step outside at 4:20. I'm always alone outside at 4:20 Because everybody thinks the show's going to start.
Phoenix in October, so it'll only be like 106 degrees outside.
I was looking at it today, 90 is what we're looking at.
Oh.
A high of 90. Which is
that's the fall.
Cooler than here.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm super into it. Can I get a...
Yep, I got one.
You need a... You're good?
How much chair squeaking do the mics pick up?
Oh, I don't know.
That sounds so much loud. That sounds very loud to me right now. That could be the jazz.
I don't know, dude.
Which one of you is breathing
in and out? There it is.
It sounds like the Blade Runner 2049. Is it 2049 or 2049?
I thought the sound was pretty good.
49?
That's what that level of like Hans Zimmer is what I'm hearing my chair do.
I can't really hear it. So.
Okay, good. So it's like chewing.
Yeah.
Only you.
Or your heartbeat.
Why'd you have to say that? That's all I'm going to hear is your heartbeat.
Thank you. Can you hear my heartbeat? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good choice, sir. That was almost my name.
Oh, shit.
This fucking...
When I can't finish one dab, I take two hits, but I say that I did two dabs.
I think that's fair.
Technically, you
did two already.
That's two. I think that's two dabs.
Know yourself.
I don't think a dab is.
That dab has left me surprisingly clear headed.
The trouble is, there's different sized dabs. You get a little dab or big dab. Yeah, you know,
they're dab hits. You did two dab hits. I think that's.
I feel like
people know what that means.
Yeah, there's no real ranking system.
I feel like that dab kind of made me sober. Like I was really faded on some indigo Oreo cookie style.
Then you need another
kind of half. No, I'm good. I think I found chemical balance. Either that, or I'm just well adjusted.
All right, who wants to go another round?
Another one.
Jacob does.
Here we go. And then we're going to do some math questions.
It's always the Pythagorean theorem. That's my answer.
Pie. I'm here for the pie.
It's always the
strawberry banana.
Oh, man, I smoked a strawberry banana gelato the other day. That was really, really good.
Strawberry banana's been one of my favorite strains.
It's been a hot new strain. My homie's growing some sour apple cross with pineapple out in Mendocino right now, and it's curing right now, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm like Julia Child with a guest chef. You know, she gets all excited, and they're like, it has to rest for 5 minutes, and she's always disappointed. I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's why I'm working on. I'm just like ready. It's harvest season. I'm ready for me to be ready. No one? Just me?
Have you ever done my food podcast?
I've never done your food podcast.
Holy shit. Are you still around on Wednesday?
I could probably still be around. Can I crash at your place? No.
Do you like burgers?
I've been known to eat a burger.
Yeah, I think we're going to have somebody from a burger place called Grill 'Em All.
Grill 'Em All. Let God figure it out in their arteries.
There you go. See, you're already like a spokesman.
You could say Gorilla All, Grill 'Em All, and let God figure it out. But that's like deep flash comic book nerd knowledge.
I'll give it a plug now. Dining with Doug and Karen. Look for a future episode with
Karen Anderson.
Ngayo, yeah.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Maybe Wednesday.
We always have a lovely time.
A lovely time.
It's a great
Pinkies
time.
Pinky's up.
Conning a chef and giving us awesome food.
You can't go wrong.
What'd you get? Hot dogs?
No. Remember we got pork belly and brisket?
Oh, yeah.
And,
that was a good
tiramisu
one.
Deconstructed thing.
Ooh.
It was good.
Yeah. So how you say tiramisu?
I don't know. That's, I guess it is. What did I say?
Croissant.
Tiramisu.
It's pronounced
chardet.
I guess
I say misu.
Tiramisu?
Tiramisu?
I don't know.
Tiramisu.
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 Heinous.
Tiramisu. Tiramisu! It's like Josh Brolin in that movie.
Rallo Tiramisu.
You say tiramisu?
Tiramisu.
Okay, I'll fuck with that.
Inherent vice.
Maybe that's just like the super white American way to say it.
No, I'm sure that I'm doing that. Maybe I'm just conflating miso soup and...
Maybe.
Two things that don't go.
Was it a tiramisu soup.
I can't hear the words miso soup.
It's like a liquid cake.
I can't hear miso soup without thinking in my head, oh, miso soupy.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sure some restaurant has
that's
it on
third hand racism right there. Yeah. Miso soupy.
Yeah, that's
first
world
why I don't
racism.
Say it out loud.
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't.
Phew.
I just saw, you know, Full Metal Jacket too many times.
The second half of that movie that's is fantastic. Funny. First half of that movie is even better.
I would equate that. I've seen Full Metal Jacket a lot, but I equate that with the Two Live Crew way more.
Right,
than
Full Metal Jacket. They made it a song, so that's why it's in my head. Yeah. For sure.
One of those dudes was Asian, so it's cool.
Yeah, right. Just don't sing that.
Fresh Kid Ice was like half Chinese or something.
Yeah, and also, what's wrong with a person being horny? seems like a nice lady.
Me so horny too.
Just putting it out there. Yeah.
Right?
Me also so horny.
There's sex and soup.
I'd also love you a long time.
Guys.
Medium time.
But do they have a girl come in and say it, or was it a sample from the movie?
It was a sample.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's a copyright infringement. Fair use.
I probably had more exposure to it in the movie than I did the song, because I don't, wasn't probably.
You didn't spend a lot of time in black hip hop clubs in the 90s, Doug?
No.
The 80s, really?
Yeah. I've never been much of a club person in general.
No?
I like going to ones where something fun's going to be going on,
haunted house.
Yeah.
Is that regular?
I was going to say ones where, like, there's circus acts that come down out of the ceiling. Like, in Vegas, there's a few places where they'll just somebody will come down on some ropes and do a whole routine. Yeah. It's like, that's cool. But, like, a club with loud music and bottle service, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No good. No. Spending too much money on too much alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink a whole bottle. It's worth $700. And
put fireworks on the top.
And I'm going to drink all of it. So now I'm going to I have to feel terrible tomorrow.
You could invite other people.
My head and my wallet are going to hurt. No, I know. Or everybody drinks your vodka. Sure. You get one drink.
Right.
It's like for $700.
Everybody got their cup.
It's like sexual peacocking.
It's that much, isn't it, right? Like
$700?
Yeah,
it is. It's just sexual peacocking. It's not like.
It's sexual peacocking?
Yeah,
it's just like. It's not alcoholic peacocking?
No, because.
It's like, I spent this. Oh, he spent this. Yeah, yeah, it's like both sides are trying to just, play this weird game.
That's a weird way to, some humans mate is with their money, like flashing money.
Wait, did you just jump in and take another one?
Yeah.
he almost had to.
That's all right. I want to go next. Because Ngayo's good?
Ngayo's good, man. Yeah.
You got stuff to do today?
Ngayo's got stuff to do, people to talk to, facts to look up, words to type, errands to run.
I could do all that stuff after a few days.
Damsels to rescue. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
I can go right to sleep and dream about it.
I'm just ready.
The best part about doing the show is the nap and the Uber
and
on the way home.
Getting hit by a car. It's the nap on the way.
It's a crazy series of one-way streets you have to take to get out of here, though. It drives me nuts.
I won't be driving for a while. We'll just start this. Lunch, too. I'm hella hungry. I drove down here. I didn't get a chance to eat. There was traffic, so now I'm like stoned and hungry. I was hungry already. Now I'm stoned and hungry. So prepare your finest meals, my good sir.
A large meal and some donuts.
A large meal and some donuts. That's I tried to get a pumpkin spice donut the other day, but they were out of them at this fancy ass restaurant.
What?
Yeah, pumpkin spice filled. Yeah, right. The
not
fancy
just a donut
cafe.
Spot.
I don't know. Some think bougie I've ass.
Ever had a pumpkin spice anything?
Really?
I don't think so.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios, my homie.
Oh, really? Why not?
Pumpkin
really?
Spice mini wheats. Pumpkin spice
crazy.
Life.
I think you can still get some more out of this if you want to take another hit.
Sure, man. Party until the morning
runs
out.
Wow, what a great session we had today, guys. I think we solved a lot of the world's problems.
We did.
And I look forward to doing this again sometime.
Next Monday.
Yeah, with different guests next, or maybe they'll just be on from now on. We'll see
We're just
you
gonna be here
next
all week.
Monday. Yes!